Iran and Russia have strongly condemned Israel's Sunday airstrikes, which hit two areas in Syria's Damascus province. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman said that Moscow is deeply worried by what he described as a dangerous development. Alexander Lukashevich called Israel's move an aggressive action, demanding explanation from Israel. He also said that Russia had sent a letter to the United Nations demanding that such attacks should not happen again. Iran has also denounced the Israeli airstrikes.
We believe that these airstrikes were conducted to boost the morale of the ISIL terrorists following their recent defeats in Iraq and Syria. The raids are proof of Israel's collaboration with the extremist group.
According to the Syrian army, Israel carried out airstrikes on Dima area and the Damascus International Airport on Sunday afternoon. The Syrian army said the strikes caused damage, but no one was hurt. It called the Israeli move a direct aggression aimed at helping insurgents fighting the Syrian government.
The recent Israeli attacks on Syria have targeted a small agricultural airport in Damascus, close to the capital, Damascus, as well as the international airport near Damascus. According to military sources, an arms depot in the region was targeted, and Israeli military sources have said that the airstrikes were targeting army shipments headed for Hezbollah. Now, this attack by Israel in Syrian territory is the seventh of its kind. Let's take a look at the previous attacks that have been launched by Israel on Syria. We can see, as we see here, one attack in January 2013 against the Scientific Research Center in Jamria, which was near Damascus. We also had another attack again in the Damascus airport, which was hit in May 2013 there, and the Ghunaytria region, which was hit in March 2014 near the Golden Heights region. Here we can see this area showing the Golden Heights in the red area where militants fighting the Syrian government have been clashing, of course, with Syrian forces, and we're hearing have been supported and helped by the Israeli army. In fact, we're getting a report by the United Nations. The United Nations Disengagement Observer Force in the Golan Heights has recently said in a report that for the past 18 months in, again, the Golan Heights region, these militants have been strongly linked with the Israeli army. They've been backed in their activities by Israel, and a lot of the militants who've been injured are being treated inside Israeli hospitals. But now let's take a look at the reactions that the recent Israeli attacks on Syria have begotten from around the world. The first reaction coming from Syria itself, of course. The Syrian army has said the airstrikes that have taken place by Israel inside Syria are proving that there is direct Israeli support for terrorists. In fact, the Syrian Foreign Ministry has also said that it wants the United Nations Secretary General, the United Nations Security Council as well, to impose sanctions on Israel for what it calls a heinous crime against Syria's sovereignty. Iran has also said that Israel is collaborating with terrorists to destroy Syria. And we're also getting a very harsh response from Russia, which has called the attack an aggressive action that should not happen again. In a letter to the UN, Russia has asked the UN Security Council to impose punitive measures on Israel for, quote, supporting Syrian terrorist organizations.
Andrei Vitchek is a filmmaker and investigative journalist who joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks about this. Well, Andrei, this is not the first time that you have Israel attacking a sovereign nation, a nation that has a government that's intact, but yet this keeps happening. What is your initial reaction when you heard about this?
Yes, well, of course, an outrage, but then I have to say that there is a certain predictability, no surprise really, because we know that Israel, as well as the Western countries, is acting with absolute impunity. So, in a way, there is a pattern when you see how the West and its allies are acting. They don't have to explain anything. They don't have to actually justify anything. They just do what they want, and no matter what the number of people gets killed, no matter what the loss in infrastructure, basically no explanation has to be given. And this is what, of course, makes me and so many people all over the world totally outraged.
But don't you think this is sending the wrong message? I mean, let's set as an example, for example, what if Russia was to attack Kyiv International Airport? You know, it's kind of the same. I mean, here you have, Israel attacking Syria time and again. And as you said, it's a pattern, and yet nothing really happens. So the message that the international community, in particular the UN, is sending is not a good one.
Yes, exactly. But then again, I spent some time now writing about this impunity and about this drive of the Western nations, of which, of course, Israel is one of the closest allies, drive to destroy anything that stands on their way to total domination of the world. So what we have now is whichever country, whichever government, whichever powerful movement is opposing this domination over the world is being marginalized, is being destroyed. Your example is very good. Of course, what if Russia would be bombing Kiev airport? What if China would be bombing airport somewhere next to Manila? At Clark's Bay or elsewhere, it's the same thing. But of course, China or Russia would never dare to do anything like that, and there is no interest to do anything like that. While the West and Israel are performing these basically outrageous acts over and over again, while accusing the rest of the world, particularly the Middle East, of countries in the Middle East of terrorism and other things. Of course, these definitions are never pointed at the West or at Israel. I mean, it's only for the others.
Exactly. Well, thank you. We're going to have to leave it there. Andriy Vilcek, our filmmaker, investigative journalist from Beirut. Many thanks.